Head coach Tom Cerutori now joining us outside the Beaver locker room. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, Schulte.
Another tone setter early on. Draw a penalty, get a power play goal, set the mood for the night, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. But, you know, there's still there's times we make it tough on ourselves, but that's just the coach and me speaking. But I'll take that. I'll take 50 shots and a win any day of the week, Schulte. But sometimes, again, we want more.
Well, what a great third period for you guys, obviously. I mean, you know, sometimes people think it's 2-1. Let's buckle down and try to just win it that way. But there's another way to win it, and that's come out and do what you guys did in the third.
Well, exactly. But we did things the right way. We played above pucks the whole third period, and we kept pucks low. We played smart. We moved the chains. And, you know, when you do that, too, you're going to generate offense. So playing smart hockey helps you generate scoring chances. So you got to be patient. You got to do the right thing. So I was proud of the guys for that.
Safe to say you like that Somoza, Armour, and Lundman line?
You know what I did? There's some things. And you're like, yeah, they're pretty good. Absolutely.
Well, you finally got a bar down and in from Will Zamolik in a big one. Obviously.
Yeah, that was a big goal. You know, that was the third one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, no, it was a big one right there. Getting that two-goal cushion kind of deflates the opposing team, and it energizes your bench and gives us a little breathing room.
The goal that ended up getting the penalty on the Laker bench, that is just a hard-working, fight-to-the-finish type of effort goal, isn't it?
Right. I got to see it, too. Like I thought the puck was alive the whole time. So
looked like it to me.
Yeah. You guys had a better angle up there than obviously we did.
Well, I got the look through the window at the replay booth. And
so you looked at the cheat. Yeah, you got to cheat, eh, Schulte?
Yeah. Hey, that's informing the listeners and the viewers.
Exactly. I like it.
And, you know, Ross Armour created both those goals, Tom, with that hard work you talk about. Oftentimes, you know, it gets unsung and it doesn't necessarily pay off. But two of those, that forechecking effort by Ross led to two goals.
No, you know what? That's good. I mean, those are some things you guys saw from up top right there, too. And that's Ross is a good hockey player. He's so well-rounded. He's got good tenacity to his game. He's got a good stick. He just plays honest, and that's good to hear.
It's a pretty soft-spoken guy, but
I've never heard him talk. He's been here four years. You know what? No, Ross doesn't talk. He doesn't talk. He just
well, that's my point. The puck drops, and you call him tenacious.
Yeah,
tenacious.
Oh, he plays hard. He's a hockey player. Ross Armour's a hockey player through and through.
Would you say that's your best third period of the season?
Boy, I'd have to look back, but you know, I can't argue that it's not. But again, with you putting me on the spot right there, you know, I mean, we played 20 games and we've got 10 wins, so
11 now.
Not 11 now. So who knows? Best, but probably.
Best of luck tomorrow night, Tom.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers, on our Paul Bunting Communications post game show tonight. Beavers win 5-1. The Beavers with 51 shots on goal. Those